2 Corinthians chapter 4, look in verse 8 and verse 9. Paul opens his heart. We are troubled on every side. He meant that. Yet not distressed. We are perplexed. He meant that. But not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Paul, in essence, says the devil has fought us on every hand. And there have been times, to be honest, that he's just about gotten me down. It is as though he's saying he's just about knocked down, but he hasn't knocked me out. He has got me on the mat, but he never has pinned me. God made sure I didn't get pinned. He made sure that I didn't get knocked out. He is talking here about something. He's talking about the first attack. He uses the words like distressed and troubled and persecuted and cast down. That's the initial attack. But then he's also talking about what happened after that attack. He says, not distressed, not in despair, not forsaken, not destroyed. He is saying this, I have learned how to put the past in the past. That's what I want to try and preach on, putting the past in the past. There is that thing of being attacked on the initial attack. And to be honest, it wounds us. It hurts us. The devil landed a blow. He got the first strike in. And it knocked Paul back. But Paul was able to recover and put his hands back up and fight on. And that's, I believe, what we need to realize. There are two obstacles here to try to deal with. The initial attack, but then getting over that, getting past that, going on, moving on after that battle, after that attack. He has and we have gone through difficult times. He's talking here about things that aren't ordinary. He's not talking just sort of like a slap on the wrist or somebody that just sort of grazes across your jaw and you don't even hardly feel it. He is talking about someone, the devil, who has attacked him and has done some damage. He has been hurt. He has been hit, but he has not been knocked out. I say this evening, we need to learn how to put the past in the past and go on. There is that first initial shock. Perhaps someone you care about has gone on to heaven. And those first few minutes and hours and sometimes days and longer, that initial shock of, I can't believe they're gone. I keep wanting to call them or go into the room and speak to them. That emptiness, that void, that question mark, it is as though you're adjusting to the fact that they really are gone, that initial blow. You can get past that initial shock, but then what do? Perhaps someone has hurt you. Someone has done you wrong. Somebody perhaps, maybe like an Ahithophel that you cared about and that you thought cared about you. And they really did do you wrong and it really did hurt. And that initial shock of, I can't believe they would do that to me. I have tried to help them. I have tried to assist them. I tried to be a friend to them. And there's that initial shock of, I can't hardly believe it. But then you got to work through that, but work past it and go on. Perhaps you have failed yourself. Perhaps you did something dumb. Perhaps you did something you thought you never would do, and you think, how in the world could I have allowed that to happen? That first initial shock of, I have failed God. I have hurt my Savior. I can't hardly believe I would do such a thing, and you try and work through that, but then you have to work to it to get through it and go on. Paul's saying that's what we did. We have been hit, but we have not been knocked out. I learned how to put the past in the past. I learned how to get over what I have been through. I ask you this evening, how can we put the past in the past? How can you, once you got past that initial blow, that initial shock, how can you move on and truly put it in the past? I just want to make some suggestions tonight. Hey, number one, realize that your help comes from God and only God can really help you. I have, with some remorse, to be honest, walked into funeral homes and picked up little pamphlets and read through and how to deal with the shock of a death of a loved one. And as I read through those words, I read down through those words an empty message. A message that is lacking. A message that suggests things that you can do and places you can go and things you can try to accomplish. But in that message, I find one thing void. That is, get help from God. Turn to He who can help you. All these other things may have their place and they may assist our healing. But our real help, that will help us go on past and put the past in the past, is from the Heavenly Father. He is the one who can help you. He is the one that can heal you. He is the one that can make a difference. And you can truly look in the past and say, it is in the past. Oh yeah, it happened, but it doesn't bother me anymore. Oh yeah, it happened, but the pain is gone. I'm able to go on, at least to handle life better. I'll say it that way. Realize your help comes from God. Only He can help you, but He can help you. If we don't turn to the Lord, I want to tell you right now, the devil will wipe up the floor with us. We will be defeated without His help. Our flesh and all that we can do in ourselves will only bring us to our knees of failure. But our God can help us. Look to the one who can help you, because He not only can help you, but He understands. He knows what you're going through. Number two, how can I put the past in the past? After that first initial shock, in dealing with those first hours or days or perhaps even weeks of realizing this has happened, now what am I to do? How can I get over what I have been through? How can I move on and walk on with God? How can I go on and put it in the past? Realize your help comes from God and only God. Secondly, if it is our fault, we must confess and accept the forgiveness. There are times, now this isn't Paul's problem. Paul was not beaten up because he deserved it. He was not troubled or distressed or persecuted or cast down because he deserved it. He was beaten up by the devil and the Lord allowed it. But I want to tell you something. Sometimes what we do causes the problem that comes our way. We are the reason we've gone through the problem. We are getting what we deserve. We are reaping what we sowed. And if that is the case, the only way I can even take one step forward is by realizing, God, it is my fault. I deserve it. You are being a good father. You're dealing with your child that's failed you. And I thank you for dealing with me. I thank you for loving me that much. Lord, help me to go on. Confess it to Him. 1 John 1:9 must be claimed. It must be lived. It must be declared. It must be a fact. It must be true. We must truly repent of our failure and confess it to God, or we will never move on. We'll be stuck in that limbo, stuck in that spot, stuck in that space. No hope to move on. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and that is true. But in that confessing and in that admitting to Him, to God, our failure, we need to realize, God, if I'm not careful, I'll do it again. I am so weak. I am of such flesh. I have a nature inside that has an inclination to do it again. And God, even as I am confessing to you my failure, and I accept your forgiveness, I accept your cleansing, my sin is gone, my failure has been wiped away, washed away in the blood of Christ. Lord, even now I realize if you don't help me, I will do the same thing in time. Please, God, help me. Learn how to stay alert. Learn how to watch for the trap. Learn how to listen to the devil's lies and not give heed. We need to learn how to not fall again. Sometimes it's our fault, and we must deal with our failure. We must deal with our lack. We must deal with what we did wrong to where we make sure we don't do it again, and we should never relax our guard. Hey, the flesh never quits, and neither does the devil. We are always at war. Number three, how do I put the past in the past? Give yourself time to heal. I have a spot there on my hand. All it did was reach up underneath the pressure washer, and honestly, it felt like I just barely tapped it, but old people do this. And it just sliced the gash out of it. So I put new skin on it, and I put alcohol on it, and I put a Band-Aid on it. But I'm finding out something. It's healing. But I'm also finding out something I already knew. It takes time to heal. When you have been hurt, when you have been wounded, it takes time to heal. Do not expect, now sometimes God miraculously heals your heart. Oh my goodness, thank the Lord when He does that. He miraculously heals your thoughts. He miraculously takes care of the problem. But so many times He lets us, helps us heal in time. I say this evening, give yourself time to heal. Somebody you love is gone. It's supposed to take time to heal. If somebody has wronged you, it can take time to deal with that. If you have wronged someone or something or done something yourself that you shouldn't have, it can take time for you to work through the conviction first that comes from God, the getting of right and the accepting of that forgiveness, but also to realize I can get up and go on. It can take some time to heal. Give yourself that time to heal. Now hear me, it shouldn't take more time than it ought to. It is not an excuse for us to feel sorry for ourselves. Hey, if I scratch my big toe, and I'm hobbling in here on Wednesday night because I scratched my toe on Wednesday afternoon, that's okay. But if I'm hobbling for 5 months and that thing's done plumb healed up, and I've already told you 1,000 times, my poor big toe, did I tell you how about I scratched my toe 5 months ago? If I'm still hobbling around and complaining, my healing process is taking too long. If we're not careful, that we think to be healing is nothing more than self-pity. And self-pity is a form of idolatry because it's putting me as the thing in focus and not the Lord. And anything I put before the Lord is idolatry. So let yourself have that time of healing. It is right to take that time, but make sure you work through it and you're trying to get help. You're trying to heal. If you have a cut on your hand, you keep picking it open. I know that's real gross. It's going to take longer to heal. The longer we pick at something, the longer we think about it, the longer we ponder it, the longer we let it run in our mind and run through our mind and our memories, the longer that healing process is going to take, if it ever does. So give yourself time to heal. I say number four, how do we get past the past? Realize it could be worse. Now this is a very simple message. But as bad as it is, it could be worse. I thought about when my mama passed. We were sitting there in the hospital room. And honestly, it's just like she just went to sleep. Stephen was on one side of the bed, and I was on the other, and Stephanie, and some of us was around, and y'all were in church. I'd called and said, "Can't come tonight. Looks like she's about to pass." And I was watching her. I just saw that last breath. It's just like she just went to sleep and went on home. And I thought about that. As much as I missed her, as much as I hated that she's gone, and so many days I thought I got to go call my mama or got to run by and see her. Got to go make sure the yard's mowed and she's already gone. As long as it took those few days and even weeks and probably months, I suppose, to get really through all that, I thought, boy, I'm glad she didn't lay in a nursing home for months and months and months. One fear she had, one fear I have, is going to a nursing home. I do not want to be a burden to anybody. That's my mama's nature. I don't want to be a burden. Just stick me in the woods somewhere, prop me up, and give me a Bible and point me to a scripture, because I probably won't know where to turn then. I hope I don't lose my mind completely before I leave this world. I'm getting real close to it, I know. But I thought so many times, as bad as your problem has been, it could have been worse. Some of you may think, how could it be worse? I don't know, but it could have been. Thank the Lord it wasn't worse. Thank God that it wasn't worse. Well, I thought about Job today. I've had a little bit of battles, but I ain't had nothing like him. And Job's battle could have been worse than it was. Your battle, your problem, that fight, that attack could be worse. Number five, you need to change your habits. There's some things we need to start doing. There's some things we need to stop doing. There's some things we need to do. A lot of times our habits, the things we do every day, bind us to the past. We do the same thing every day, especially if we've been hurt or there's been a problem or there's been an attack. We're liable to be doing the wrong thing. As long as we do the wrong thing, it's not going to have the right outcome. We need to change our habits and start, even though we may not want to and probably won't, we need to start doing the right thing. I thought this evening, I don't really want to get up and preach. I felt pretty good sitting there resting. But I sure didn't need to. Maybe you don't think so now. I don't know. But we got to do what we're supposed to do, whether we want to or not. Don't let yourself dwell on that problem. Don't let yourself dwell on that issue. Don't let yourself dwell on the attack. Get in this book and meditate on it and let it get in you. I tell you, there's help in the Word. You may read and you think, this ain't helping a bit. I'm not getting anything. Keep on reading. Keep on reading. Keep on listening to God. You may pray and you feel like, I can't even get a hold of heaven. I can't even find God. I can't feel God. Keep on praying anyway. You may come to church and feel empty and dead and wonder what in the world's wrong. Just keep on coming to church. Do what's right. Make sure your habits are right. Make sure your actions are right. Make sure you do what's right. Get out. Do things, stay busy. All those things do have their place. If we rely only on that, we're in trouble. But that's a part of God's healing process also. Getting our minds on something else, someone else. And see, what it does is get our minds off of that we're thinking about. And we're moving on. That's what I'm talking about, getting past the past, putting the past in the past. Number six, make worship important. Worship is something that God deserves, desires, and demands. It's all about Him. It's all for Him. But it also is for us. It aids us. It helps us when we worship rightly. When we worship Him, it helps us. When we worship Him, it aids us. It lifts our heart. And lifting our heart toward Him and seeing Him, we get our minds off of that that's distracting us and hurting us and harming us and holding us down and beating us up. We're getting past the past and moving on. It helps us to worship Him. I say often, worship Him. If you're going through a problem, worship Him. Let the problem just forget about it for a while. Let it go and worship Him. It's amazing what difference that makes in your heart and then with the problem. Psalm 18, 1 and 2, I love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. He's just worshiping Him. And while he's doing it, it says, I love you, you're my strength, you're my rock, you're my fortress, you're my deliverer, you're my God, you're my strength, and I can trust you. Sounds pretty good to me. Go to him without a request, without a complaint, without a question. Go to him for one reason, to worship. It'll help you get past the past. It'll help you get through the problem. Number 7, allow yourself to accept his help. Somehow, we think if we let it go, somehow we're losing. If a loved one has passed away and we allow ourselves to heal, and truly as much as possible in this world, it never is the same, and it's not supposed to be. But we can be healed, and we can be helped, and we can move past it. And somehow we think if I do let it go, if I move on past it, it's like I'm forsaking my loved one or not doing them right. But that's the wrong way to look at it. God wants us to heal. He wants us to heal. He truly does want us to get past the past and get over what we've been through. And letting them go is not hurting them or harming them, and it's not hurting God or harming God. It's not hurting us or harming us. It's helping us. And it's honoring the Lord, I believe. I have thought often if my mama had just gone on a vacation, it's all right for me to miss her, but I know I'll see her again. Vacation's going to be over. And she may have gone a long way on vacation, and I'll miss her, but I'll see her again. So even though I would miss her, I just look forward to seeing her again. And that's how we can look at our loved ones who have gone to heaven. I know we miss them. We're supposed to, but we can move on past it and just rejoice in the fact that, hey, they wouldn't come back for anything. They're on a very good vacation, and I'll get to see them again. We can move past it. If somebody's hurt you, or if you, this applies to so many things, I'm almost hesitant to even suggest anything. Allow yourself to accept the help of God. I remember hearing somebody say to someone, not in this church, you couldn't guess if you hadn't to, it is okay to get over it. It is okay to accept God's help. It is okay to smile again. It is okay to say, I am healed. It is okay to accept His help. And it is. It's not only okay, it's good. And it's what He wants from us. He wants us to accept His help to where we can go on. It isn't giving in. It isn't giving up. It isn't quitting. If somebody has wronged you, best thing you can do, let it go and let God deal with it. He deals with it a whole lot better than we do, a whole lot better. And the way He does it, it lasts. Let God take care of it. Get on past the past. And the last thing, officially put it behind you. Brother Chip showed me a plaque up there near his brother's house where it said, on this date, so-and-so, such-and-such a person did this and this and this and this at this spot. And they put that plaque up, that sign up, making a statement, this is what's happened on this date, and here's the proof that it happened. And I believe God wants us to draw a line in the sand. Say, Lord, right here, right now, on this date, this time, I'm putting it behind me officially. I may not forget it. The devil may attack me about it again. I may even struggle. But at this point and this time, it is officially in your hands, and I no longer accept responsibility. Now, I'll do what you tell me to do, and I will obey you as we walk on. But right here, right now, it is officially behind me, and it's officially in your hands. Officially put it behind you. It may hurt, and it will. You may think, I'm not ready. You ever gone to the doctor and had surgery? He comes around, seemed like minutes after the surgery, and says, okay, time to get out of that bed. And you think, are you kidding me? I am doing good to breathe, and you want me to get up and walk? And he says, yes, get up and walk. And you say, I'm not ready. And he says, yes, you are too. You say, I know it hurts. He says, I know it does. But if you don't get up and walk, it will be worse on you. You may not feel you're ready. You may not want to. But the best thing you can do is get up and go. And that's what God says. It'll be hard. It may hurt. But it's better than staying there, better than sticking there, better than being stuck in the past. Paul said, boy, I sure didn't get hit, but I didn't get knocked out. And he had me down on the mat, but he didn't pin me. I got through the initial attack, but I didn't want to just stay there. I didn't want to stay on that mat halfway beaten up. I didn't want to stay there after he socked me and bleeding and black eye and stay in that condition. I wanted to sock him back and get healed and go on for God. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not suggesting any quick or easy fixes, but I am saying it'll work. I'll be honest, I studied this message and I thought, how in the world does this apply to anybody? I really did. And I got it this afternoon and got my notes and printed them. Stuck them in my Bible, and I have preached this message, and I still think, who does this apply to? What's it for? And I say, I don't know. But I know this, we're all attacked, and the devil wants to hurt us, and the Lord wants to help us. So there we are. Let's stand together.